Uncommitted movement haunts Kamala Harris. Arab American voters prefer Jill Stein by 18 points. By Nick Gilbertson on July 31, 2024. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein leads Vice President Kamala Harris by nearly 18 points with Arab American voters, according to a poll. The poll, conducted by the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, ADC, and Mo Maraca, found that 45.3% of Arab American voters back Stein for the presidency, placing her almost 18 points above Harris at 27.5%. Watch, Durbin on Harris ditching 2020 positions. Voters look at entirety of the career of candidates. Another 2% back former President Donald Trump. And 1.3% support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of the remaining respondents. 17.9% are undecided, and 6% will not vote. ADC Executive Director Abed Ayoub shared the poll results to X on Tuesday. The poll included 3,130 responses collected July 27 and 28. The margin of error was not specified. According to Ayoub, Harris's poor showing is better than President Joe Biden's showing in ADC's May poll, which was 7%. However, her numbers are still a far cry from Biden's popularity with Arab Americans in 2020 before his handling of the Israel-Hamas war torpedoed his support in the community. In the lead-up to that election, a Zogby Analytics poll commissioned by the Arab American Institute, AAI, showed Arab Americans voting for Biden over Trump by a margin of 59% to 35%. That poll sampled 805 Arab Americans from October 4 to 12, 2020, and the margin of error was plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. Watch, FMR. Obama ICE Director, Harris owns part of untenable border we had under Biden whether she was czar or not. The Democrat Arab American and Muslim vote was crucial to propelling Biden to narrow victories in Michigan and Wisconsin. But Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war has caused severe frustration with his and Harris's administration, with feelings of betrayal running deep in Muslim and Arab American dense communities in Michigan. Ahead of the Michigan primary, where the anti-Biden uncommitted movement began with more than 100,000 uncommitted votes protesting his candidacy, New York Times columnist Charles Blow caught up with Arab American and Muslim leaders in Michigan. Council for American Islamic Relations, CAIR, Michigan's executive director Dawood Waleed said that for most Muslims, anything short of Biden resurrecting 29,000 dead Palestinians like Jesus would mean that they will never vote for him again, Blow wrote. Since then, Palestinian authorities say the death toll is up to 39,000 people, Reuters noted. The ADC poll indicates frustrations over the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the war have not evaporated now that Biden is off the ticket and Harris is the presumptive nominee, though they may have softened. Watch, CNN sellers, GOP doesn't know how to deal with Harris because she changes positions. The threat that hundreds of thousands of uncommitted voters in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere made clear to Biden was that they would stay home in November, barring a radical change in policy. Last week, Harris met privately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and reported afterward she told him that Israel has the right to defend itself. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done. So to everyone who has been calling for a ceasefire, and to everyone who yearns for peace, I see you and I hear you, she added. After Israel carried out a strike on Hezbollah on Tuesday, Harris defended the Jewish state. What we know in particular is that Israel has the right to defend itself against a terrorist organization, which is exactly what Hezbollah is, she Harris, as the AFP noted. Looking at the poll through the broader context, the uncommitted movement, which consists of young voters, Arab Americans, Muslims, and progressives, is threatening Harris's shot to be president. As this poll shows an utter lack of excitement among Arab Americans compared to enthusiasm for Biden in the 2020 documented I poll, the problem is lingering for Harris. And worrying for Democrats is that the share of uncommitted voters in key swing states neared or surpassed the vote margins Biden by won in 2020. For example, Biden won Michigan by 154,188 votes in 2020. In the 2024 Democrat primary, 101,430 Democrats voted uncommitted in protest of Biden. Watch, Michigan auto worker, America's done for if Harris wins. In Minnesota, 45,914 Democrat primary voters rejected Biden with uncommitted votes. That is more than the 44,593 votes that twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton carried the state by in 2016. Thirdly, the 48,812 Wisconsinites cast uninstructed protest ballots, more than doubling the 20,682 margin in Biden's 2020 victory. If these voters theoretically stayed home in protest of the Biden-Harris administration, that would put Harris in very dangerous territory. That is before taking into account swing voters who could be swayed on inflation, the economy, immigration, crime, national security, and the auto industry. Furthermore, tensions over the handling of the war on the left could impact Harris's running mate selection. Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, viewed as a rising star on the left, has been widely discussed as a top candidate to be Harris's running mate. But liberal journalists have fretted over pro-Israel support and how it could undermine Michigan for Democrats, Breitbart News reported. As a vice presidential nominee, Shapiro could help deliver the essential state of Pennsylvania. But his ardent support for Israel and criticism of pro-Gaza campus protests would reopen wounds in the Democratic Party that have lately started to heal, said Michelle Goldberg, a columnist at the New York Times. Shapiro would be an excellent vice presidential candidate, added Pamela Paul, an independent-minded liberal at the New York Times. But given the unfortunate but real anti-Semitism on the left right now, this may not be the right time for a Jewish Democratic presidential candidate. He's Jewish, there could be some risk in putting him on the ticket, John King told a CNN audience. If he is selected, it is possible Shapiro could produce a low turnout in Michigan and also hurt Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, in her Senate bid against former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, Army.